Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What is up? Welcome back to Bleach Boys, a special episode because obviously Thousand Year Blood War is done. What are we possibly going to be talking about?
Who
this
knows?
This episode, we're talking about you guys. We're responding to your questions, your comments, anything toxic you have to say, anything that you want to ask us in particular, we're here for you guys. So thank you guys so much for your continued support of the podcast. We really do appreciate it. I mean, with that, I'm just going to hop right into it. So I put out a community post right before we started this, probably about 4 or 5 hours. And I was like, hey, we're literally doing a podcast responding to your guys' questions. I already went through and pulled a whole fuck ton of comments. You guys left us a good amount of comments that are great questions on the post. So I think we're just going to go from that. I have a couple of toxic comments I'll throw in at the end because I thought
those
were hilarious.
We'll
go on from there. Of course, Jose, Pythes, both the boys are here.
One question before we begin. Are there any from the boy Vamp?
There is one honorable mention from the boy Vamp, and we will get to that. So it's coming. Here's the first one on the community post. In your opinion, what do you think the 3 biggest improvements from the manga to the anime are?
Dude, for me, it's all the little stuff that was sprinkled in. I mean, the Byakuya scene where he's fighting all the other Stern Ritters, the correction to, you know, the song in the recap episode.
Okay, you know? Okay. You know? All right, that's splitting hairs, Jose.
But other than that, I just liked all the little things that were sprinkled in there.
I think the 3 biggest improvements are Charlotte, the extended scenes that they've been adding to the anime, and Ichibei. I think those are the 3. Actually, I'll change Ichibei to just all of Squad Zero as a whole.
Yeah.
I think those are the 3 biggest, and obviously 2 of them are characters. But Umbrella, anything extended they've done, because you know it's quite literally they're improving on the manga, and that falls into the Byakuya scene, that falls into, I mean, to any of the additional Squad Zero stuff, but also all of the creepiness with Ichibei that they've added into it.
Right.
All of the redemption from Squad Zero, where they were a joke in the manga. A fucking joke.
They just got beat and then gone.
And all they needed was one good excuse from Kubo, and it solved Squad Zero. Instantly solved Squad Zero. And then, of course, you know, I mean, listen. I think the anime as a whole is such a good improvement on the manga, where it's the definitive option.
Yeah, I agree. It's fantastic.
And I'll say my answer is I lost my fucking shit when Sunjumaru said Bankai.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's my answer.
All right. That was from MaraSena781. Thank you very much. We're going to move on. So we go to Curtis4982. He says he has a couple of questions. And this is should be a slam dunk for people who've been around since day one, okay? I'd like to know, what is your favorite filler arc and why?
God damn it. They have to ask. Okay.
All right. I mean, I'll kick it off because, listen, a little bit of history maybe before we had you guys actually listening. I used to be pretty well known on Twitter for shit posting about the Bount filler arc for ever, dog. I played before we, you know, we did the Bleach podcast for Thousand Year Blood War. Bleach Brave Souls was the butter. It was the bread and the butter of this channel. And my name in that game is Ad Bounce. The description for the guild is also I think it's Bount Boys is the name for the guild, and it says Karya is the best villain.
Yep.
So I used to always respond to any Bleach Brave Souls tweets, anything like official tweets where they're like, "Hey, we're having a special character poll. You know, I really think Karya would be really good for the game." And then it was like, "Hey, we just added let's say Hitsugaya to the game." It's like, do you guys remember that time when Hitsugaya fought Koga in the Bount arc? That was a really cool fight, and I think that'd be really cool to see into the game. And people would be so tilted. So tilted, just like, stop. like stop posting this. Nobody likes the Bount arc. And
I still have screenshots of those conversations on Twitter.
So funny.
I remember seeing one. I think it was, yeah, I don't know if you were live streaming, but someone goes, "Oh my god, it's the fucking guy who's always talking about Bounce."
Yeah, I have that one.
That one cracked me up.
And it's just, listen, you know, obviously I think I can honestly say, obviously, the Bount arc is not the best filler arc, okay? But it's not the worst either. And I think it gets a really bad rap because, one, it's long. It's really, really, really long. And two, it comes right after what is most people's favorite arc, which is the Soul Society Rescue arc. So people want more of the story, and then they get this one. If you take this Bount arc as a whole, I think you would appreciate that at least they fucking tried. You know, it's kind of like the prequels comparing to the sequels for Star Wars, where at least George tried in the prequels. With the sequels, they were just like, "Oh, fuck it, here you go." That is kind of the general consensus with the Bount arc for me. You guys' favorite filler arc?
I think for me, it's the Zanpakuto Rebellion arc. I just like the interactions with everyone in their Zanpakuto. I thought that was super cool and fun.
It was cool. A great arc. I think that's a lot of people's favorites.
Makes sense. I can see
why. I really liked the Ray Guy arc.
Which one's the Ray Guy arc? Is that the one with Lady...
No. I did not like that one. That's Fake Captain Amagai arc.
Oh, thank you. Hey, no. It was so bad I couldn't
Fuck
even remember.
The Captain Amagai arc.
Ray Guy arc is kind of like the Zanpakuto Rebellion arc, but instead the captains have like their twin version appear. So they have to fight themselves.
Gotcha, yeah.
The mirror, I enjoyed it up until like the last couple episodes where it just started to become the worst thing I've ever seen.
Fair.
But... This was at the point where any fight in Bleach was getting the crazy animation.
Yeah.
And you know that the final fight with that villain was insane, where Ichigo does like the reverse hand Getsuga.
Yep. That fight is a lot of people's favorite filler fight. We've asked that question before and talked about it on the live stream. A lot of people love that final fight. It's quoted a lot.
It's really cool. Zanpakuto, second favorite. That one's also great.
Yeah.
You can't go
Bount arc third. And fuck Lady Raricio.
Yeah, that is by far the worst.
Yeah, I hated that one. Oh my god.
So annoying. Curtis actually has one more question because he said he has a couple. He actually has a few. So we'll rapid fire the last couple. Favorite episode prior to Thousand Year Blood War and why?
The introduction of Grimmjow when he fights. He comes down in the spiritual pressure and punches a hole through Rukia.
Sure. That's a great episode. Really great.
I immediately fell in love with him. I was like, that guy.
Okay.
Top
Pythies.
The song Number One starts to blast, and then Ichigo saves Rukia from the big fire chicken.
Classic. That's a really good one. Classic. I love that too.
Mm-hmm.
That's peak Bleach.
Yeah, those are all really, really good. I'm gonna go another basic ass bitch answer. You guys ready? Ichigo versus Sulkura. I mean,
it's so good.
How can you not? That is like a classic. And if I could even throw a little special nod towards the Hellverse version of it, movie.
Yeah, the movie version was really
shit. The animation in that one is crazy.
That dude's so good.
And then lastly, he has the last question. What's the most badass Kido technique?
Byakurai. It's the one Byakuya. He points his finger and shoots lightning.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I was having a really hard time trying to remember the name
wrong.
Of it.
All of these are wrong.
Are you going to use the
Hado 99? One? Come on. Hado 99 with the black box. What is that one called?
The one that Aizen uses?
Yeah.
Come
on. Someone's got to know that one.
I don't know.
Pythies, come on.
It's that one that he uses it in a Jump Force. That's all.
Yeah.
He uses it in Jump Force and in BBS, his original Thousand Year Blood War unit, his... SA2, you can hold it down for fucking like 90 seconds and he just does the full chant for that, just like da 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 da. That's the best one.
Tessai's got cool ones too. Back when we get the reverse the pendulum ones.
What's the one that he does that stops time?
That's the one I'm thinking of, but I can't remember the name of it.
Hey, is that one of the forbidden techniques, like what Ichibei did in the finale?
Yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
By the way, I'm changing my answer to Aizen using the black dragon in the final fight.
Nice. Hell yeah. That's going to be so fucking sick.
I can't wait.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Curtis. Next one, we're going to Master Prick 1. He just simply wants to know, have we read any of the Club Outside Q&A? There's some fun trivia bits and interesting lore reveals in there. We have.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, we have.
They're so fun. Just a bunch of random little things that you wouldn't know.
Yeah. So a lot of it, it's obviously interesting lore bits, but it's kind of hard to remember everything that is revealed in Club Outside because it's not part of the anime or the manga. So that's hard to remember, and I think that's where he's probably getting that from. Is like, yeah, a lot of the stuff you guys ask is
there answered is a in Club whole Outside. List of like people just giving it away, and I'm like, huh, that's super interesting.
Yeah, we have read them. Do I have a membership to Club Outside? No. Am I salty as fuck that I don't have one? Yes. So if you out there listening live in Japan and want me to use your address so I can have a Club Outside account, you hit me up in the DMs and I'll take care of that.
Shall I give you my favorite Club Outside tidbit?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Somebody asked Kubo what was the most difficult thing to draw, and he goes, man, big boobs are hard to draw.
I do remember that.
Then he goes, dot, 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 please send me male-centric porn.
I did see that.
Kubo's the best.
He's hilarious.
Love that. All right, then we move on to Matt Morrison 5479. Is there a particular character you guys would like to see expanded on in the next two parts? Similar to how they expanded on Shinji, Byakuya, and Zero Squad, he says, personally, my hope is that we get to see Shuhei's Bankai. Don't know how, but I want to see it.
That'd
be cool.
A bit of an expansion.
I don't think the Shuhei Bankai is out of the picture, especially with the way that we got Shinji's Bankai in here.
You think we'll get a little tidbit of it?
I think it is a possibility. If I had to bet on will it make its way into the anime, I would say no. Just because from a standpoint that the last two cores are so the key fights are already marked. You know, they're already there. Just the problem came from they were cut. We didn't get to see a lot of the fights and how they ended up happening. We didn't get to see a lot of people who survived. I can't see a spot where they slot Shuhei Bankai in there because it would kind of have to be a thing where he uses it and it doesn't do anything because we already have all of the key like characters that are going to die. So I think they could. How would they do it? I don't know.
They'd probably like maybe show an incomplete version or he'd talk about it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only thing we could get from him.
And I answered this on the last episode for who I would like to see get more scenes and expanded upon. And I said Cone. So
Cone would be hilarious.
I still stand by the answer.
I want a full episode of Buff Cone kicking ass.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Rampaging.
Like, someone had a great, like, what if. I have it in our comments that we'll go through, but he's talking about how, like, you know, technically Cone now has the ultimate spiritual Ryatsu from Squad Zero. Mm-hmm. Just like, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Love it. Yeah.
He is a new Squad Zero.
So my answer is Nell, because she shows up and she doesn't do anything. She's just there.
Yeah. See, I was going to go on asking on that one. I just want a little bit more of a backstory. We know he's super cool and fun, but we already know that Basby and what's his name? Hoshwalt? Yugram. They have a whole thing. They're probably going to get a little bit of an expansion on their friendship and stuff. But I want something Asken related because I already like the character a lot.
I mean, we all love Asken.
Yeah, he's just
hilarious. We've said time and time again, we all fucking love Asken. Can I give an honorable mention or at least a second character I would like to see expanded upon? And this is one that I think they could easily do because it takes place kind of outside of the main story. You ready? Mm-hmm. Hallible.
Yeah, right? That would be really cool.
I would like to see Hallible get some sort of a scene, especially with her being the king of Wekamundo now, or the queen. I would like to see her get some sort of at least mention, some sort of nods, something there of her getting free.
You know what else would I just thought of right now would be Senjimaru and Mayuri.
Yeah.
That connection would be interesting to see.
Yeah. So that leads perfectly into the next question. I'm going to butcher this name. Here we go. Chronozal Blue 888. Sorry. And he says, any ideas on the history between Shutara and Mayuri? That's a question for you, Pythies. I have no fucking idea who Shutara is.
That's Senjumaru.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you just asked that. No fucking idea from any of us.
I would love to see an expansion on that because it's like, how else would she know? Because when we found him, he was locked up, right?
Yep.
But we don't know how old Mayuri is.
True, but so, I feel like he would have been younger than Kisuke, though.
I'd like to imagine, since she's the fashion lady, she just shows up once every couple hundred years to find out what the new fashions are. And during the time, she just breaks into Mayuri's lab to look at stuff.
She saw the sun outfit and was like, you know what? This is quite nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mayuri's on the cutting edge.
We don't like Mayuri, but she loves his drip.
Yep.
So the next question from the Lone Canuck. He says, hey, guys, since the next two parts are going to have a lot of expanded scenes and new anime-only scenes, what do you want to see? Thanks for the pod. It makes my workday easier.
Again, going back to the asking bit for me, again, I just want to see a little bit more of that fight, because what we see Grimjo come through, stab or rip his heart out, and then the explosion happens. Then Nell goes into rescue. I want to see how she does that. And
so just the whole asking.
Just that whole bit.
Mm-hmm. I want to see a classic sort of Bleach fight. All the fights the last couple cores have been pretty good. They've been mostly sticking to the manga. I want some extended scenes. I want to see a slobber knocker.
Okay. Nice.
All right.
Proper throwdown.
I think we're going to get that with the Gerard Valkyrie fight.
Yeah. I would say I almost want Bleach to take a page out of Jujutsu Kaisen and just somebody get jumped.
Just get jumped like that.
I want to, because we've seen them attempt the jumping before. It was just a bad target with Aizen. Yeah. You know, that wasn't the best person to try to jump. So I would like to see it properly. Like, I've said time and time again, there's no teamwork in Bleach. So yeah, the Gerard fight, I'm really hoping that we see some fucking combos popping off in there.
That fight isn't very long in the manga. I thought it was. It's pretty short.
It's a couple chapters, right?
Yeah, just make that like two episodes long.
The whole fight. There you go. We love it. All right. So similarly, Adam Trong, 1759, he says, does anyone know what happened to Ichibei after he was revived and the Soul Pass was turned into the War Vault, let alone the corpses everyone else in Squad Zero, the corpses of everyone else in Squad Zero?
He revived, but he wasn't able to do anything. He didn't have any powers right now.
That's your answer. Thank God Pythia is here, because I have no fucking idea.
I legit blanked. I'm like, I know he revives, but I don't remember if he helps out at all.
No, he's like, hey, Ichigo, say my name. And Ichigo says it, and Ichibei comes back to life. He's like, all right.
Is he like a force ghost at that point?
No, he comes back. He's just like as a ghost.
Oh, like, gotcha.
In the ether.
Force ghost. Force ghost. Yeah.
If you're in Squad Zero, you are part of the Soul Kings. All you got to do is say their name, and they come back.
I thought it was tied to their palaces.
It is tied to their palace, but you say their name.
That's gotcha.
You bring them back.
Their names, because their bones are the Oaken, which is part of the Soul King. It's all a bunch of thing.
Gotcha.
All right. The Arcane Phoenix 4045. He says, because the anime is getting the rework story, how do you expect the ending to differ from the manga?
It's going to be longer.
We're actually going to get to
they're
going to
add stuff, idiot. It's like, thanks for asking the question. I would say probably the biggest difference will just be there will be a conclusion to it.
It won't feel rushed.
Now, here's my question to further add upon the Arcane Phoenix. Will they still do the same cut that they did from that whole thing with Yuha straight to Ichigo and his friends in the future?
I really hope not, because it left me very empty.
But because they have to do that, at least at the tail end, because that's how the Yuha story wraps up.
If we get that with that same animation with Kenpachi, where he turned into like a younger version, but it's just Ichigo going through the years or through the seasons, I think that'd be kind of cool.
I think it'll be this time a traditional ending. They'll beat the bad guy, they'll have a bit of wrap up immediately, and then it'll cut to 10 years. And hopefully we'll get like a spreadsheet showing where all of the characters went.
Yeah.
Who married who.
Yeah.
What happened to Keigo?
Well, in one of the questions in Club Outside, they said that only Ruki and Renji were
the ones shown.
No, they were the only ones that are married. None of the other captains or lieutenants are in a relationship.
Which is really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No one else likes each other.
So who knows? I think they'll do like a classic episode where we'll get to see kind of like the final. Everybody's like Ikaku starting his school. You know, everybody's having a happy, good time.
Would you like a wrap-up episode aside from the end?
You know I love
the
wrap-up
episodes. I know you love the wrap-ups.
You know I love wrap-up episodes. I do want one.
Okay, I can one-up that. You have the wrap-up episode, and then they have the extra one, which is exclusively Keigo starting his ramen store.
Oh, no.
We're there for it. We're there for it. It's perfect. All right, so we move on to Kronos Now 6284. He says, do y'all think they'll adapt the Hell Arc for the final episode? I think it'll be a legendary cliffhanger.
if they leave a cliffhanger for anything, it's going to be can't fit your own world, because Kubo does not want to be rushed.
Yeah. So, and I think like if you adapt the Hell arc, like people would immediately be like, that's coming next. That's coming next. I don't think, because you think about the Hell arc, right? If they adapt the Hell arc, that'll be two time skips in a row that they're going to have to do potentially. It depends how far the Hell arc starts from the ending End of the original manga, because they already have to cut ahead so far so that we can see the final fate of Yuha, you know, meeting Ichigo's kid. And then where does it go from that? Is it right after that? Where does it pick up? Is it another year after that? We don't know. And like Pythi said, it would just cause Kubo to actually have to commit to it now. And he's not.
He's already working on Burn the Witch, too. So yeah. If we do get it, we might even. I hope we get it in like a movie version.
Well, and like alternatively, you know, Can't Fear in World is already done. Mm-hmm. It's already been proved to be fucking popular. If anything, Can't Fear in World will be in the bag. Yeah. I think that is the by far and obvious next choice that they go with the Bleach.
On the way home from my trip, I read Burn the Witch again because I forgot everything that happened. And the little blurb at the back of the book was just Kubo saying, God, I love not being rushed.
Nice.
There you go. All right. Next question. We have Trashleet 8776. Would you like more details on the Soul King's background to be explored, or will you want it to remain a mystery?
Those details will be answered and can't figure
out. I was about to say, me and Pythies always talk about
already
this randomly.
Already been answered. Yeah, I'll take more details about the Soul King because I really don't know. So, and I think more details about the Soul King means more details about Ichibei. So I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving on to Paul Mike 2787. He says, so we all know and respect how strong Aizen is, but I never see anyone talk about how strong Dongai Ichigo is, especially if he uses Mugetsu. My question is, where would you realistically rank him? Top 5, top 10, maybe even out of that. So final Getsuga Ichigo version, how strong is he really? Where would we rank him? Like, let's say Thousand Year Blood War standards. Where does he fall?
So I can't confirm this because it's just something I watched on like a video essay years ago. Somebody told me that like Mugetsu Ichigo is the stronger than even Blood War Ichigo.
Really?
That's what I heard. I have no idea if it's true, but I'd like to believe it.
Well, grapevine I heard this.
We have true Bankai Ichigo coming up. If we had a like final Mugetsu version of that, wouldn't that be way powerful?
That's too cool to be real.
Jose's going into Super Saiyan 5 territory.
He's going to be extremely hairy at that point.
Super Saiyan 5 is real. It's going to happen.
Yeah. I think Dongai Ichigo, realistically thinking about it, just to answer the question, he's probably top 5. I think if we're specifically, let's say we're just ranking our Ichigo. So Ichigo transformations, I think he's at least, I would say he's probably top 3 at the minimum if I had to place him at a bottom. Where does he place out of all the other characters? I mean, he's got to be behind Ichibei, right?
Yeah.
I would also put him behind Yamamoto. And then we throw all Squad Zero in there. We don't know. We don't know what they do. Is, you know, Final Getsuga Ichigo stronger than Squad Zero? I don't think so. So he's probably top 10 as a whole from the series. I would say that's a pretty safe bet.
That's pretty fair.
Yeah. But it just, there's characters in Bleach that are supposed to be fucking broken.
I mean, godlike.
Like, that is like quite literally their thing. So I'd say top 10 is a safe bet for you.
Yeah,
for Final Getsuga Ichigo, especially what Pythies is saying is correct. All right, this one comes from our Quack, who we've loved, and you know,
Quack,
the Quack. he's been here forever. He says, "Does Sam really eat pizza all the time?" Jose, would you like to answer?
Cheese pizza.
Yes, I do eat pizza all the time.
It's not 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. He does like his chicken nuggets, chicken strips,
grilled
ice cream,
cheese,
mint chip,
grilled
specifically
cheese.
Grilled cheese, mm-hmm. One of his favorites.
Yeah. So basically the toddler diet is what I like to refer to that
and
as.
And if anyone's wondering, he did go to the doctor and he said he's healthy.
Healthy.
He's healthy, healthy as fuck, which is insane.
Mm-hmm. He traded his hair.
There you go.
There you go.
He made a deal with the devil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So next question is from Ryan is cool 3370. Why hasn't Don Kanoji taken his rightful place as head of the Shioan clan?
Dude, Don Kanoji. I fucking love him. He cracks me up.
Okay, now this might be a totally stupid question. He's not actually a member of the Shioan clan, is he?
I don't think so.
No, he's just a human.
I'm just like, can you imagine we all get our minds blown right here? It's like, Don Kanoji has been confirmed to be a member of the Shioan clan. I'd be like, what?
He just escaped a long time ago.
He was the first one to dip out of Soul Society. He's like, yeah, fuck you guys.
I would like to repeat my line from the previous question, which is, that's too cool to be real. Imagine he rocks up to the Shihoan mansion in his pink car.
Yeah.
Sup, bitches.
What up? I'm back.
So Valerio 2259, he says, do you guys think they will adapt to Camp Fear World after Thousand Year Blood War? And how soon do you think it will happen? We kind of touched on that already. The one thing I would say is it's anybody's guess how long that will take. Because obviously Thousand Year Blood War is an extreme. You know, you think that took 10 years for that to come out. I would hope that's not going to be the case with Camp Fear and World. But you also have to think they have Burn the Witch coming now, which I don't think they're going to want to compete with themselves on that.
Yeah,
although
I don't
think Burn the Witch is being done by a different animation studio.
Is it really? I thought it's not Pyrio.
No, it's not. It's not Pyrio. It's some weird anime. Cloverworks, maybe. I don't. Wow. I'm shooting off the top of my head. I don't remember, but it's not Pyrio. It's not Pyrio.
I mean, they might do it then.
I hope it's Cloverworks. It better be Cloverworks, man.
I just shot.
Don't believe it, because we don't know.
But it's the same people that did the movie, and that's not Studio Pyrro. It just depends, and obviously, I think Kubo has a lot of say now, so it'd be up to the man. I think they will adapt Camp Fear on World. I would be fucking mega surprised if they didn't, but how soon? I have no idea.
You think at least a decade?
No, I don't think a decade. I would say like a couple years.
I'd say five. I feel like five is a good.
Well, because you think we have, actually, you might be right, Jose, because we have 2 years left at Thousand Year Blood War, and so they're not going to start till after that. Yeah, you're right, Jose. You're right. I would say a couple years after the last core comes out. All right. Jared PL, he says, what would the other Squad Zero Bankais have been if they were the ones that finished off the Raiders? We touched on this a little bit before. We talked about Kirio in the last episode. We think it could be something kind of like the first Hokage and kind of that Buddha wood aspect.
That would be really sick.
We said Uetsu. We think that would be something, or I was hoping it would be something similar to Gilgamesh from Fate Grand Order.
Yeah,
he has access to all Urza, the blades and all the powers. Like Erza is another good one. And then for Kurenji, we were thinking something probably in line with Unohana. We don't really know. Kurenji could be anything.
His would be really interesting.
Yeah.
Especially since Senjumaru's Bankai basically did a domain expansion.
Yes. Yeah. So we don't know. It could be anything. And, you know, you have fringe cases like Soifon, where how would you have ever guessed
that,
like,
she would get a giant missile?
Yeah, like you have no fucking idea. But those are our guesses for what we think it would be and what we think would be cool. Next one from our man, I don't even know how to pronounce this, our man Alevil 5271. Do you think Thousand Year Blood War Aizen beat Squad Zero? No Ichibe if none of them use their Bankai. So that gives them, first of all, that's putting a lot of handicaps on Squad Zero. And if they're not using their Bankai, he would wipe the fucking floor with them.
I feel like maybe he would take a minute to adjust to them.
No, I don't think
so. You don't think so?
Second, because you think about it, let's go by manga terms, right? Fucking Royal Guard, like, of Yuha, wipe the floor with them. All right? No Bankais needed, no nothing. Thousand Year Blood War Aizen would beat their fucking heads in. Now, if there was a Bankai involved, I think you make an argument like, oh, I don't know. Like, you know, don't know. But if we're giving them like one hand high behind their back, no Bankai, yeah, Thousand Year Blood War Aizen is going to roast the fuck out of Squad Zero.
I'll even go so far as to say he couldn't just beat them. He would be bullying the fuck out of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Under those conditions, yeah, he would roast them. BrickFlare8926 says, what's your opinion on Fat Hikafune? To me, she's just a little bit too goofy for Squad Zero. The character is basically just Melissa McCarthy when she is fat, especially when you hear her English VA and I can't get past it.
I can't unsee that now. Like, if there was a live action version, it would be the bigger version of Melissa McCarthy.
It's so funny, dog.
That's actually really hilarious.
So Squad Zero as a whole, we talked about when they first came down in one of our podcasts, they're all goofy. Like, you kind of hear about Squad Zero, and you're like, oh, like, who are they going to be? Like,
some badass people.
I mean, listen,
crazy.
You see the original Gotei 13, and they're, like, fucking killers.
They're fucking assassins.
And you're like, damn, what is Squad Zero? And then they come down, and they're just fucking goofy-ass-looking characters.
I mean, you see Uetsu with his sick-ass shades, but then he's wearing slippers.
Mm-hmm. So it's like all of Squad Zero is a fucking joke. It's a total goof squad.
They're hilarious, but in the best way possible.
But that comment was fucking hilarious, BrickFlare. So, holy shit.
Hey. I will say, woo! I think Ichibe holds up. I think he looks pretty cool because he's such a weird looking different character.
It's the eyes, man. It's the eyes. He's always just got them wide open.
And I will say, if she wasn't coming down waving flags and like blowing horns, Shinjumaru would look pretty regal and dignified. Other than that, they're all goofy weirdos, and I kind of love them.
Yeah.
We love them for what they are.
So another Aizen-themed question coming up. Indra, Danger of the Almighty 125, he says, since we've seen so much and people have been wanting it since this character's been released, do you think Bankai Aizen is a thing that could happen? Also, will Robert make a comeback and will Yodoichi have her moment? All things we've talked about that we really are hoping for. He also has a follow-up. So he has four questions here. And also, could Yuha use Yama's Bankai to bring back the three off-squad zero members against Ichibe?
Ooh.
That'd be fucking cool. I don't think they're going to do it, but that'd be cool.
Yeah, well, so the question would be, I guess, let's take a hypothetical. If Yuha, so first, Yuha would have to kill them with Yama's thing to use
it. With his Bankai, so or with his sword.
If Yuha killed the members of Squad Zero, and then he had to fight Ichibe, and he killed them using the sword, would Yuha be able to reanimate them? Yes,
but I think they'd be remarkably weaker, so there'd be no point.
Yeah, they would be remarkably weaker. There wouldn't be much point in using them, especially if they like disintegrate to skeletons, kind of like what we saw with all the original Quincy's.
Well, I think to him, but then he's also playing the psychological game, right?
Yeah, but then also, like, what would happen? Let's say Ichibe is just like, I call their names back. Do they just pop up from the skeleton army? Like, hey, we're good to go. Like, how does, you know? It's a whole what if question.
What if Ichibe just says, "I have decided skeletons don't exist. I've erased that word."
Yeah, true.
There you go. True. So yeah, it wouldn't make much sense. Which the only way that, you know, he beat Ichibe was the only way you could do it with Yuha being fucking OP as hell. So, okay, let's start from the top. Do you think Aizen or Bankai Aizen is a thing that could happen?
I don't think so. No. And I like the mystique around Aizen being just that villain. Mm-hmm. So I think leave him the way he is.
Yeah, I don't think that should happen, especially because part of his power-up was him basically like forging with his sword mm-hmm. or like merging with his sword. I hope not, but I would also dig if, like, way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Down the line, he just throws it in the character book and just like, yeah, so Aizen's Bankai was kind of something like this. And then we just move on. I'd be down for that. I don't think it should make its way into the mainline story because he has cast that aside. But it would be cool. I would dig to know about it. Yeah, I don't want like to know about it in the story because it wouldn't make sense.
However, I will throw out the caveat that if Kubo's involved, they could make it be really good.
That is true.
Yeah. I don't think it'll happen. If it does, I'll pop the fuck off.
Yeah, I think everybody will. But I just don't think that's something that they should use. They should pocket that. If they want to use it, pocket it for way later.
Aizen's Bankai is it gives him the power to rewrite reality. And by rewrite reality, he turns into Kubo.
There you go.
It's been him all along.
Yeah, he's been writing it.
It was him.
All right, and then he asked, will Robert make a comeback, which we've talked about, and I say yes.
If we see a nice clip, it would be fantastic.
I think he's coming back. I think Robert is going to come back with Nanana and all those other people and be part of the crew.
Just be annihilated.
I could also see, here's another alternative that I can see, is Nanana, you know, because obviously they come and they want to help. Maybe Robert shows up and still is on Yuha's side, you know, and attacks the other people. I could see that.
That'd be cool.
He's still loyal.
Yeah. 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 Because, you know, he's a fucking simp.
I want to see him like half half of a skeleton, like half of him's burned off.
Yeah, that would be cool. He's still singed.
That'd be way cool. And then he asks, will Yoruichi have her moment?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so as well.
They fucking better.
I think so, 100%.
Will we get the booty cheeks, though?
Damn. And then he has one more comment in the question in the comments. Will they extend and will we know more about Ichigo's Bankai? I would say 100% yes. Yeah, we will learn more about that.
Yeah.
That's going to be part of the expansion that he's talking about.
I think 100. It's easy pickings. Like, that is something that needs to be expanded upon because we barely got to fucking see it.
You see more of it in Brave Souls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. So next question from AryanSue9521. He says, can you talk about the Hell Arc continuation? I'll take it, boys. Kubo does not want to talk about the Hell Arc continuation, so we will not be talking about the Hell Arc continuation because he has said, and I quote, the more people ask, the more I will not work on it. So
he'll drop it when it's all mellow and, you know, we finally get the settling of everything else. And then all of a sudden, hey, guys, here, I've been working on this for a while.
But we're going to be like deep into the Can't Free Your Own World adaptation. Kubo's going to be like, by the way, I made this yesterday.
Yeah. All right. Next question from Muhammad Allah 88643. He says, what is the point of Ichibei Shikai if you could just cut names without realizing releasing Ichimongi? And what is the point of Ichibei's Bankai if he can just cut names completely with his Shikai? Isn't giving him a name like a black ant is buffing him because nothing is stronger than a thing?
Because it's cool.
It's a rule of cool, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, because Ichibei is one of those things where we were joking about before. I think it was you, Pythies, where you were like, yeah, I'm just looking forward to know how Ichibei works. Like, are we going to get an explanation on how any of that works? And I don't think we are. So I think what Pythies' explanation is, because it's fucking cool, is the explanation that you're probably going to get.
I got nothing. I'm just in the dark about Ichibei.
Like, here's the thing. I reread that the chapters of the fight and all the explanations, and I was like, I don't get it. But I think the real answer is Ichibei is a prideful dude. You've seen how arrogant he is. And I think he thinks it's really funny to be like, I can limit myself to Shikai. Now I'm using Bankai. Ha 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 ha.
I think that's
a troll.
That's probably fair. It's kind of like the guy that they fought in the fake Karakura town where he was like, was it Findor?
Or yeah, because remember he takes off like parts of his mask.
Yeah, and he gets where he's stronger. Like, and now I'm captain level. And now it's kind of like that.
Great fight, know? Though. Great you know? Fight.
He wants to be like, well, now I'm releasing my Shikai, so I can do this. And then now I'm going to name you Black Ant because you were just a little ant, bitch. Like, that's basically it. This one comes from, literally, it doesn't look like he said his username yet. So it's literally user XGDBDBDBDB. He says, favorite Bleach waifu?
Isane.
Do I got to say it?
Go ahead, Jose.
Nemu, 100%. She's underrated, but I love her.
Kukaku. So easy money, and no, she does not stink, in case anybody's gonna comment that next. So next question,
she
please.
She stinks? What the fuck?
Yeah, people say that shit all the time, dog. She's smelly. What? So yeah.
Who the fuck?
Who said that?
Smelly?
That's hilarious.
Everybody
though.
Does, dog.
Is it because she lives out in the boonies?
I guess. I don't know. It's like,
is that just our Discord?
When I say Kukaku, like, man, she's smelly, dog. I'm like, what? That's How hilarious. Could you even know? How could you even know? All right. And then following that up, we have Aizen9327 coming in. He says, your top three favorite characters.
I know two of them. Let me think of the third.
Yeah.
Mine's basic as fuck. Ichigo, Aizen, Byakuya.
Fair. Very good. I'll go also Ichigo, Shunsui, Stark.
Oh, great. Mine's ones. Ichigo, Grimmjow, and I haven't figured out who I wanted in third. Maybe Mayuri, to be completely honest.
Yeah, that's a good pick. That's a good pick. Yeah.
He's kind of a dick and a weirdo, but
love him.
I can't help but like him. He's just cool.
Yeah.
I love that we all love Ichigo.
That goat, come on.
He's just by Ichigo. Far, we've talked about it before. I feel like he's by far in a way the most relatable of like anime main characters, especially of the big three. Even Dragon Ball included. He just wants to be with his friends.
Like, he just wants to protect his friends and family.
He doesn't really have a lofty goal. You know, he doesn't want to be the Soul King. He doesn't want to be the fucking, you know, Hokage. He just wants to do his thing.
He just wants people to stop fucking with him and his friends.
Yeah. He just wants to live out his life.
Also, as somebody that loves to spam the same attack in every game, I appreciate that his one move is Getsuga Tensho.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, he added a new one.
No, those are just different versions of the same attack, which I appreciate that more than you could ever know.
All right, next question from Bro Jeezy. He says, for a complete noob who has never watched Bleach and wants to start, are there any pointers for watching the series? I think I have the perfect answer
for
this.
Skip the filler.
So we've talked about this before, and this actually comes from one of our good friends and users in the Discord. His name is Django. He is the perfect answer for that. If you're just starting Bleach for the first time ever, here's how you enjoy Bleach. You watch the first arc up to Soul Society Rescue Arc, the whole thing, the whole kit and caboodle. You're going to have a little bit of a rough time in the beginning because they stick too long in the real world. If you make it past that, watch the arc that everybody remembers, the Soul Society Rescue Arc. If you finish that and you're like, God damn, that was the best thing I've ever fucking watched, then continue on. And you can watch the anime or you can watch or read the manga. Both are fucking incredible adaptations, but there is a lot of filler in the anime, which we talk about. And I actually took a lot of comments from one of them where people were like, didn't understand what we were saying. But it's hard to recommend the anime in 2023 because the filler is so all over the place in Bleach. And it's some of it is part of the main story. So it's hard to separate that. But you'll enjoy it either way. So watch the first arc. And if not, let's say you watch it and you're like, you know, that was good. I get it. Like, I get why people like it. Not really my thing. Then just stop.
Yeah.
After you watch Soul Society Rescue Arc, just stop. No fucking shame. Honestly, no shame if you just stop there. You totally get it. You gave it a good college try. You're good.
I will say, always try and read the manga. The art is amazing. You don't really have the pacing issues because it's, at least for me, reading is faster.
Yeah,
yeah, true. I totally reading get that. Is faster. Yeah, it is, because I mean, I did that with One Piece, I think, for a bit.
Yeah, that's how I did One Piece. I got all the way to time skip just reading the manga.
Mm-hmm. But I do like the evolution of his artwork throughout, from volume one all the way to the end. It's insane.
Oh yeah, volume one Ichigo looks so different from volume 72 Ichigo.
Yep, big eyes.
And I'll say, if you really want to watch the anime and you're worried about all the filler, there are plenty of lists you can go on that tell you when the filler arcs start and when they stop and what episodes you can skip.
All right, next question from Fourth Swag Kage. We love him. We know him.
The boy.
Yep. Yeah, he says, do people think that them giving the spotlight on Uryu having to put down Sinjumaru instead of someone like Yugrim doing it? I imagine that means what do we think about them giving the spotlight to Uryu instead of Yugrim? He says, personally, Uryu has taken a lot of L's, not as much as Rangers, of course, but he overestimates himself and is a bad judge of his own ability. Bro thought he could 1v1 Second Stage Jolkiura, and obviously we saw how that went. And he says, if Uryu fought a different captain instead of Miri and Soul Society Rescue Arc, then he loses. I'm not bashing Uryu out of malice. I think he's a whatever character, but like the rest of Ichigo's friend circle, I never saw any of them as strong, let alone equal to Ichigo. So the main point of that question is, what do we think of them giving the spotlight to Uryu and not Yugrim taking down Sinjumaru?
I think it's fantastic. It's exactly what Uryu needs to get like that boost to be like, damn, he's Ichigo's rival.
I would like to point out that Uryu knew he wasn't going to be able to beat Ukiyora. He was just trying to make sure Orihime got away.
Mm-hmm. Do we see any merit in them having given that to Yugrim instead of Uryu? Do you see that at all?
No, because Yugrim's going to fucking kick Basby's ass, and then he's going to mostly win his fight against Uryu.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think he needs another dub. He's already pretty imposing.
Especially that being the right hand. Scene, oh,
that
right?
Execution scene was so good. Yeah. Once again, made better in the anime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the scenes also that we talked about, them potentially giving that to Uryu when we were originally complaining about Uryu not kind of being seen as a rival to Ichigo. Uryu needs a scene to put him on the level of Ichigo, and there's no better scene that would do that than him taking out a Squad Zero member. That is kind of the really only Band-Aid fix that they have at this moment, because like we were talking earlier in this episode, a lot of the other fights are already predetermined. We already know who wins what, who fights what. There's not much leeway to kind of rearrange or like add people to that stuff. So this is a kind of the one time that they really can, and they're setting up for a good spotlight for Uryu. I think it's good personally. I don't think Yugrim should be getting it at all, because like, you know, Bithy said, he already has his moment with Basby.
I'd be okay if it was Asken though.
We would love Asken to come back.
We stand anything with Asken. Retalk 8269, he wants to know, what's with those shoes? I assume he means, I use a picture of Squad Zero and Ichibe has like the world's largest fucking shoes on. Don't know. Kubo's just messing with shoes, I guess.
It just reminds me of Jiraiya, because he wears the... Mm-hmm. But his, I believe Jiraiya has two.
Yeah, on each. Ichibe has a one. All right, next one from God King Nif 8103, and he says, it's all BS, nothing is manga, all is dumb, and to be honest with you... Okay, sure. That's a little pessimistic. He says, here's my question. Why is there any form of Hisagi Bankai? Why wasn't it shown enough for Shinji's Bankai? And TBH, I want to ask one last thing. Where the hell is Aizen? Like, come on. Like, no way we went without the Almighty, and no way we went with X-axis transformation. So I think the two questions there is, why have we not seen Hisagi's Bankai? And then why did we not get Aizen in Core 2?
Well, I think, what's his name? Kenshi also says that he didn't master it by then.
He doesn't get his Bankai until Can't Figure Your Own World, which takes place 6 months after the Blood War is over. So you're not going to see it in the anime.
There you go. That's your answer for that one. That's the definitive answer. As far as Aizen, I would say that that was maybe potentially going to be part of something they added, and it just caught up with production issues. Because, I mean, you saw how it ended, Core 2. I mean, it just cut.
Yeah,
it just went
ending.
To black, you know, and we had 4 minutes of slideshows. So, don't know. Production issues, maybe, but also, it makes a lot of sense for them to keep Aizen for Core 3 because that's like a big, like, Aizen pulls numbers no matter what. Like, Aizen is
beast.
One of, I think, maybe the most favorite character in fucking Bleach. Like, people love Aizen. Anything to do with Aizen is immediately hype as hell. So, I think, if I was them, I would have decided from the get go, we're using Aizen for the trailer. Like, sorry. Like, no matter what, he's not making an appearance in Core 2. He's going to be our trailer poster boy for Core 3.
Didn't the trailer for Core 3 just end with his fucking chair?
Yeah, it showed the chair.
It was just a chair.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, next question, actually, from DS Kron. He says, in your opinion, what would be the best ending scene / moment for Core 3?
Oh,
so if you could kind of pick the ending for Core 3, where would you like it to end?
I'm thinking about it. Because here's the thing. There's not a whole lot of manga left.
Yeah, where did we end off volume-wise?
We stopped at volume 67.
Okay.
Jesus.
There's 74 volumes. And most of the last volumes are just fights with Squad Zero.
They're definitely going to be sprinkling a bunch of stuff in.
Yeah, well, a lot of stuff is going to get extended. So, yeah. I mean, we have 8 volumes, let's say, that separate us from the end?
About 7 or 8, yeah.
If, like, you go 4 volumes from now, what even is in the 4th volume? What is dead in the middle? Where are we going to stop?
Because, like, from my memory, we have, like, obviously the end of the fight that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then Ichigo and the gang show up. I'm pretty sure Ichigo is going to stab the Soul King pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get the creation of the Varvelt. Everybody has to go up, and then they have all the big fights. And that's it.
Don't know.
You could do that. You could do that in one season. Season 4 going to be?
Yeah.
Aizen bringing down the palace.
Okay, so what was the question again?
Where do we think Core 3 will end?
You know, if I'm just going to throw a curveball. Core 3 ends with it ends with the end of Bleach and sets up a Can't Fear Your Own World. It's Core 4.
That would be crazy.
Oh my god.
Because I genuinely have no clue.
Okay, that'd be crazy.
That would be a really interesting
one. I'm just
going to
totally shoot from the hips. I have no fucking idea where this falls in the timeline. It ends with... Fuck, it wouldn't be a good ending, but I'm still going to throw it out there. The Ugrim versus Baz B fight. That's where it's going to end.
I could see it.
Yeah.
But that's late in the game.
I know. Yeah. And that's why I don't know where it's going to end, but I don't think that's a good ending either, but that's going to be my guess if I had to throw one out.
Fight's going to go crazy.
Because I'm torn. I don't remember which is the last fight of the Royal Guards that we see.
I think it's Jugrim and also Gerard eat it at the same time. Because I think they don't get beaten. They get taken by the Eshwalan. He does it again.
So I think that's where it'll end.
Ugh, there's not enough space for Core 4 after that then. That's crazy.
Yeah, but then after that, it's just the Yuha fight.
Yeah, there's not enough space after that.
Damn. Well, what about when Aizen brings down the palace?
That's going to be next season, dog. That's going to be like real quick.
You think that's going to be in mid-season?
Yes.
That's going to be like episode 4 or 5.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that happened really soon.
Yep.
Damn, I don't know because they're going to add so much interesting stuff. I'm like,
it's hard, huh?
Yeah.
This would be easier if they hadn't told us there'd be 4 cores. If they would just say, we'll do another season.
Yeah, it's like, if there's another season, we'd be like, okay, it's going to end. And then we would just be guessing the end of the series.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So my answer is I got no clue.
Me too. I'm really sorry. I wish I could answer.
All right. That was all of the YouTube questions. I also asked that same thing. See if anybody want to ask any questions on Instagram. I got a few from Instagram. One is from LoudFirm900. He basically says, not a question, but I know we all ready for the new Bankai we're going to see next core. I mean, hell yeah.
Hell fuck yes.
Yeah. Super excited. This is where we get Vamp. He just said, you abandoned us, you bald fuck. Okay. Next. Thank you. We get a couple of questions. Well, it's one question from Jared. I think you reworded it twice. What additional content are we hoping for? What are we hoping they adapt for Core 3 and why? I think we already spoke on that for, you know, what new content we're looking for.
Vamp, I love you, never change.
Kentaro
Vamp's Yuki, the best.
Nope, don't support him. Kentaro Yuki says, any predictions for the epic fight with Cometh the Hour OST again?
Oh, that OST's so good.
Yeah, it's really good.
That could be... Oh, That song could play in like right as Yuha's theme fades and they go to the final fight.
Yeah, I think so.
The whole Hellverse has like one of the best soundtracks.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
oh,
it's got a great soundtrack.
I mean, the movie itself, Kubo wasn't happy with, but the soundtrack was fire.
Most of that movie was trash, but that one Ukiyo-ora fight with that theme was great.
Just the intro.
And then we have two last questions from Flexi Jaybird. Y'all have to rank Thousand Year Blood War Core 1 or Core 2. I think we know where all of us land on this one. Core 1 for me, so by far.
2 for me.
2 for me.
So, I mean, hey, eat a dick, both of you guys. So, and then they want to know, she wants to know favorite episode from all, favorite episode of all, and then favorite episode from each core. So we have to pick one favorite episode from each core. Which is your favorite?
Core 1 is episode 1.
Really?
Yeah. Looking back, there's a lot of good shit in Core 1. But I was so excited for Bleach to come back, and episode 1 was exactly what I wanted. The fight with Ezburn went crazy. Ichigo's new theme, him going Bankai for no reason.
That's just regular Ichigo, Chad, mate. Chad destroying
Chad,
a building.
destroying people's
ruining
homes
multi-family
for no reason.
Lives.
Yeah, he just wrecked that building.
Also, I'm pretty sure that's the same episode where Ichigo drop kicks Ezburn out the window and Orihime's already there holding it open.
Yep.
And is that the one where we get Akon letting everybody know?
No, I think that's...
No, that might be later.
That's later.
Either way, I really liked it. That was my favorite.
Jose, favorite episode from Core 1?
When Ichigo finally breaks through and
fire episode.
Comes back
fire
in
episode.
And we get Byakuya telling him, hey,
fire episode.
Absolutely.
Protect Soul Society. I'm like, my guy.
Yep. I think that's probably the best episode of the whole Core 1. By far. I think that Ichigo's return... You know, the original return, not this Core 2 return bullshit, okay? Sorry, Pythies. But, the return at Core 1 is fire.
That's one of the best episodes of Bleach, period.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like they really went wild, you know, with that one. Obviously, the Yama fight is up there for me, too. But I do think Ichigo's return, and I mean, we were waiting for the Byakuya scene for fucking 10
years.
And they delivered incredibly. And I think that's the best episode of Core 1.
One of my favorite manga panels is, you know, that shot of Ichigo standing there looking pissed off.
Yep.
Because Byakuya's talking to him. And they translated that perfectly in the anime.
With the rain and everything. Yep. It's so good.
He's so mad the rain is steaming off him. It's so
Yeah. Favorite episode in Core 2?
See, I have two favorite moments. And again, it's the Hitsugaya fighting, like ruthless zombie Hitsugaya.
Sure.
But Rukia's Bankai, especially with the acknowledgement from Byakuya. Yeah. I was like, that's just so good.
Fucking fire. Pythies?
I might go, fuck, what do I like? There's so much to I think if I'm just going to go back and watch an episode to enjoy it, I just really liked watching Bambi and Komamura's fight.
Fair.
Okay.
Fair.
Which I know is weird considering all the good shit in Core 2, but I don't know. I like that one a lot.
You love Bambi.
I am a massive Bambi's like number 3 of my top Bleach girls.
I really liked episode 21 and a half, the recap episode.
Okay. We got the correct song. Yeah.
That was really my favorite episode. Yeah. You know, it was really underground. Yeah. Only the cool people saw it. So it was real good. Probably the Giselle episode. I like the Kaku and Yumichika interactions as a whole. I think that was really good. And then the Mayuri and, you know, like I said, I fucking simp for Charlotte Hard in Core 2. So I got to give that one.
Charlotte's
so cool.
A goat.
My actual favorite episode. All right, and that was everybody that asked a question that wanted to know. Thank you, guys. I did not expect to get so many of them. I was telling Jose before we started. I spent all day today going through our videos and shorts and things like that, and I was like, okay, let me, you know, I'll grab some from there, hop comments, try to see, find some toxic stuff as well. And I was like, last second, let me just ask. You know, we'll get a few people that will ask a question. Maybe they want to know something. A lot of you guys came out, so thank you guys to everybody for that. I have a couple more comments we'll finish on here that I pulled. I mentioned the cone theory earlier. I found it in my notes here. I'll read it for you guys. So this is from, sorry if I butcher this, Luis Tomikawa. He says, as a good excuse for Cone being powerful, not only did Mayuri mess with him, but he was also in Kirio's place eating her food together with Rinji and Ichigo. So technically,
right.
Cone now has the super Reiatsu of the Royal Palace, just like Ichigo, Rinji, Rukia, and Byakuya. I don't remember if he participated in any of the other fights or training parts, but imagine if he also got his body remade by the Threads of Senjimaru. She would have made Cone just an indestructible plushie.
Dude, that'd be fucking amazing.
That'd be awesome.
He just goes buff at will.
Right? Wouldn't that be really fucking cool? So, yeah, I hope that works. All right, so here's my collection of toxic comments. Some of them are okay. Multiple people kept going, "That guy looks like Filza." Am I the only one that sees Filza? What is Filza doing here? Okay, I had to Google him. I was like, and firstly, who? It's got to be me that they're talking about. Who looks like Filza, right?
Well,
he's got hair.
It's definitely Poppy. Come on.
It's like, yeah, I'm the only white person here. It's got to be me. I look nothing like that guy. Now, when I did look him up, he does use a Urahara, like Kisuke profile picture, but he's part of the Dream Minecraft squad. Yes.
Hold on. If someone could just edit it without any hair. Hold on.
So I cannot tell you how many comments I saw. Am I the only one that sees Filza in that? Is anybody else? Is that Filza in a Bleach podcast? Like, I look nothing like that guy. Nothing.
You love to see the tradition of just talking shit about Sam.
They just go after him.
So this will be the only time that I give a legit answer, but we'll throw it to Jose first. This is my favorite comment that we get probably about 100 times, and I fucking love it. And Jose, I don't know if you've seen it. I'll read a few of them here. I have a few saved.
Oh, no.
Why is the other guy's mouth not moving? How is that man talking without his mouth with his mouth closed? How that motherfucker talks without moving the lips? The other guy's mouth doesn't move when he speaks. What the hell?
I have not seen this. This is
and
hilarious.
He says, I like how he doesn't move his mouth but talks with his mind. The second dude doesn't speak, he's telepathic. His mouth never moves. So, Jose, go ahead and display for everybody now. Go ahead.
Okay, pause, guys. Okay, is Pythies just start rambling, okay, and I'm going to keep my mouth quiet.
Jose, go ahead and mention some Can't Fear Your Own Lore, Can't Fear Your Own World lore now.
Okay, so the Secret Soul King is actually Yamamoto. Okay. It's actually Yamamoto. He's been doing it in secret. He's actually the man behind the curtain pulling all the strings. And Aizen is just a figment of our imagination.
Mm. Oh, okay. Interesting. Oh, see, well, there you go. Very good, Jose. Very good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Realistically, okay, so from behind the scenes, mostly when I do the clips, it's me asking the stupid question, Pythies filling in the lore with the question. Jose will be there for good reaction commentary, but a lot of times because he's reacting, he doesn't talk for three quarters of it. But I talk so much that when Pythies talks, I do not want to be on the screen anymore because then it's just me.
Yeah.
And I have Jose. So if Pythies is talking, I put it to Jose. So it's people are very confused, and some people think that we're talking to a caller, like we're taking live call-ins, Pythies is calling into the podcast, and we're talking to him. No, I just use Jose. So
technically,
that,
you call me.
Yeah, true.
Technically,
I just use Jose so that I'm not on the screen for 100% of the time. That's the only time I'll answer that. The rest of the time, you guys will get bullshit answers. So that's your one legit answer that you're gonna get. Here's a couple about me. The guy knows nothing, and he's way too confident about it. I'm impressed with the confidence to host a podcast on a topic you're clearly clueless about. Here is some about Yami, because people were really pissed off about. We did a I put up a YouTube short of us. Basically, there was one throwaway joke from Pythies, and Pythies said, "Wow, Yami has a higher body count than the top three Espada combined."
Oh, I do remember this.
So because that line was said, everybody and their mom was like, technically, Yami is a top three Espada because he's number zero. So we got Yami's top Espada. If you're going to make claims, make correct claims. Zero Espada is the strongest. Yami was Espada zero. Espada doesn't have a 10th member. The angrier he gets, the stronger he gets. And that's when he explained when he came back.
Yami get mad.
There's 10 members of the Espada.
Yeah, either way you cut it, even if he's number zero, there's still 10 members. That guy's an idiot.
I love the toxic comments. Please keep them coming.
These dudes must have watched Ammonia, not Bleach. Kortu had a story that literally says, we're fucked if they reach the Soul King.
That was really good.
I know.
Do like that one.
That was really
I like
good.
That one a lot.
Shout outs to whoever said that.
Robert Johnson is Robert the guy that said Johnson. That. So congrats, Robert Johnson.
That's a fucking goated comment, Robert Johnson.
The next one is complaining about Phil. Filler has to be one of the dumbest things anime fandom does. Just skip the filler. All right, I want to address this one. I save this one for a reason because we get this comment a lot. Like, why do you guys talk about filler? Just skip them. It's a very friendless comment that we get. Okay, because it's clear to me that you guys have never had to recommend Bleach to another human being. Because if you recommend Bleach, it's not just, hey, watch Bleach, I love Bleach. Hey, check out Bleach. It's like, hey, watch Bleach. You're going to need to skip this, You're going to have to go look online for this list so you know when to cut. And obviously that's the same with Naruto and same with One Piece also. But it's not as simple as just, hey, watch Bleach. And Bleach is really bad about it. Really, really, really bad, as we talked about earlier. So that's why we complain about the filler.
We are also fucking boomers who lived in the age where you can't skip the filler.
We were weekly watchers, unfortunately, yeah. Which was insane. I can't believe I got through that as a kid, but at the same time, I had no idea it was a filler.
Bleach comes out on Toonami. It's a filler arc. Fuck it. Hit mute. Play Pokemon.
So someone actually responded, Jeep Dino. He actually said it's not that easy with Bleach because canon episodes were altered with filler a lot, especially early on. So yeah,
we get the plushies are in a lot of things, right?
Yes. We have another toxic comment from Me Level. I haven't been saying the toxic comment names, but congrats, Me Level. You make it in. And they say, I can smell the podcast room. For your reference, the podcast takes place in a garage, so a lot of times it smells like laundry detergent, and it smells lovely.
It actually smells really nice.
Yeah. So joke's not fucking you. And then this is a final one for Pythies that we'll end on, and Armageddon Angel says, all of my life's questions can be answered in Can't Fear Your Own World. The meaning of life, Can't Fear Your Own World. Why evil exists, Can't Fear Your Own World. When is dad coming back from the store because he went for cigarettes, Can't Fear Your Own World.
No! Father! Yep. That was too good.
Yeah.
That one and pneumonia got me.
Is he wrong if you want to know not only when dad's coming back, but where he was, because he wasn't actually at the store? Read Can't Fear Your Own World. Or wait for our episodes.
There you go. Pitch it. Pitch it, Pythies.
Wait for our episodes. We'll be recapping Can't Fear Your Own World at some point.
Do we want to hard decide on a month right now? What if we say November?
November's fine. I can do November.
All right.
November will be the month of Can't Fear Your Own World. We will start Can't Fear Your Own World there. We'll see how it goes. If you guys go back and watch the podcast, we actually get a couple comments still on that episode. We have previously covered the first volume of Can't Fear Your World, and I think we got a little bit into the second volume as well. We're going to go back and start from the beginning. So Pythies wants to redo it, make it a little bit better than what it was the first go-around. We're going to start from volume one, and we're going to start from there.
I was nervous as hell because those were some of my first recordings, so I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I'm still pretty happy with the recap of the first book, but the next episode with book two was trash. Don't watch that.
You heard the man.
We'll restart from the first volume. We'll go ground up so that way people watching right now, you jump in, we'll get you going. All right, that's all of them. I pulled a whole bunch of other questions, but I did not expect such a good response from you guys. And
Thank you so much, by the way.
Questions than the ones I was pulling from the videos. So
whatever we did in August to make everybody like us, thank you. Just seriously, that was crazy.
I did not know you polled people. I would have put out a dick bag answer on there myself if I'd known.
You always got to be careful. You always got to be on the top. So that's it. A special episode dedicated to you guys. We really do appreciate the support you guys are giving us, like Hosea said. We hope you guys stick around. So the upcoming month, we should have a Halloween special coming up where we already have a couple plans for that. The dub is going to be ending in about 2 weeks, I believe. So we're going to hop back in and talk about the dubbed version of Thousand Year Blood War, which should be exciting, especially now that I hear that the dub version of Kirio sounds like Melissa McCarthy. So that should be really great. And then after that, we should be hopping right into Can't Fear Your World, it sounds like.
Ooh,
so lots of so good excited. Stuff coming up. We hope you guys stick around. Please let us know if there's anything that you guys want to see going forward. And of course, make sure you guys are subscribed to the YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram, and follow us on TikTok. Those are the best places to keep up to date. We will see you guys next week for another podcast. Bye, everybody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.